Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat fly back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction and snap. Hey, wild, spit on the trap. If you see, run dry while I'm hitting that. Eyes roll back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax.
It's a Mega the Man production. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Welcome to Chocolate City. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and tonight is going to be fucking crazy. First of all, I'm doing something totally out of the ordinary since I've been doing my radio show. My black chocolatey ass is on Ustream. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but you guys can see me. Oh, I look kind of cute. I look average. I don't got no makeup on. I'm in a t-shirt dress, got some flip-flops, got my shoes. Flip-flops. And got my little feet done. They pink and green or whatever. So tonight is going to be a good show. We have Gutta Gutta in the house. We have Mr. G.A. We got Princess Nay. We are going to do the damn thing, you know. And then I have a little surprise later. I might come out my clothes. I got on some cute little lingerie up under my dress. But only those that are watching will see that unless you go back and look at the Ustream. So Don't miss it. Tonight, we just got, like, so much shit going on. We're going to be talking about my party in Atlanta, going on tour, fucking the show next week, the show tonight, the after party on Ustream. We might take that bitch to Tiny Chat. Ain't no fucking telling. I'm feeling in a particular way. Stopped at McDonald's, got a strawberry lemonade, threw some raspberry smearing off in that shit. So I'm feeling a little nice. I still got my cup, so I'm going to be like Lil Wayne tonight. I'm going to be sipping. So I'm going to bring on Mr. G.A. I see he's there. Do have another call. So first of all, Mr. G.A., hey, baby.
Chalk Mommy. What up, Chalk?
Nice. What's your word, baby? I'm in the studio tonight, multitasking like a motherfucker, like for real. Like, I'm doing so fucking much right now. Like, I'm doing the damn thing. I better get nominated for something or another on this.
Yeah, I hope so, baby. What's going down
on?
I'm great. It's going down on Ustream tonight, y'all. Going down live. Chalk Mommy in the studio. Live at that red. She might get back there. I'm not sure, y'all, but to my listeners, to her listeners, y'all, it's going down.
Well, yeah, it's going down, but for some dudes, they dick might be going up. I don't know. You know how y'all men are. It takes, like, the slightest thing for y'all dicks to be hard and shit. So I don't know. I can't really speak on that. I had to take my phone off the charger so I can have the flexibility to move around and act a fool or whatever. So I don't know. This is going to be quite interesting. I'm excited. We've been doing the Twitter shit. We've been talking shit. We've been going at it back and forth.
All week long. Yeah, like crazy.
Oh, my
you,
God.
Me, that Mission Nene, crazy ass. My girl and Precious, one love. Y'all be sipping on me, for real.
Like, what the Easy, like, come on, like, everybody got to get with it. Like, if we bring you into our Twitter shit talking, that means we like you, we fucks with you, you have been on the show, or you're doing some major shit. So, you know, and then I have my listeners and my followers on Twitter that be putting niggas in their place. Like, some dude hit me up today and was like, call him. He put his number in the timeline. Then another dude was like, yo, that nigga can't even spell. She don't even like you.
Oh, shit. Just like that, huh? They trying to start a twit war.
No, seriously. Everybody that's listening, please stop sending me pictures of your dicks, because some of the motherfuckers are not pretty looking. I just need to get that out the way. Like, don't do it. Please. Like, if you have a dick, okay, this is how you can tell to send me a dick pic. If you go to the store and you buy Magnums, whether they regular Magnums, XL, double XL, send me a picture. Just because you buy them don't mean that you can fucking wear them. If you got some type of loose areas in that bitch, don't send me no picture.
Right.
And send me a picture of a little dick or an ugly dick, I swear, I'm going to make an example out of your ass. I'm going to put it up on my BBM profile picture with your name. And if you got BBM, I'm going to put your PIN number and put you on blast. And if not, I'm a twit ticket. And you know, everybody watches my twit pics. Everybody. And I'm going to put that in there. So, you know. And then, you know, another thing that I thought about and I felt really bad is when we did the prank call to the preacher.
That shit was funny. That was funny, yo.
Because I was like, I need you to lay hands on me. Creflo Dollar told me to call.
Oh, y'all stupid.
I feel so bad about that. That's not my fault. It's the company that I keep. Y'all had me doing that. Like, for real.
That was that freak Shanae. The preacher shit, old freaky ass Shanae.
But
you know
who
it was.
Preachers fuck. Don't get it twisted. Because, like, say, for instance, they get divorced or, you know, God bless their wife, so they pass, and the motherfucker's not shooting out worms, and, you know, he might be in his 60s or 70s. He still gonna fuck. He gonna press the waters before he buy that hoe, or before he say, I do, he gonna tap them gents.
right.
He gonna tap that ass. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Preacher gonna tap some ass if given a chance. Or let a motherfucking fine bitch be up in the congregation and that motherfucker looking at her from the pool pit. Man, please, you already know what's gonna happen. Then
he going in hard.
Sunday? Yes. He going in. He gonna be like, well, Wayne, I'm going in. I'm going in.
He going hard, right?
Yes, that's exactly what the fuck is gonna happen. Then you know what I'm saying? That's just life. Men fuck anything.
Nah, wrong. We don't. You're a liar. You're
a
liar.
That's how y'all do. Men fuck anything, especially in the dark. You done fucked some bitch in your life. Whether you was younger or older, you needed some pussy. Bitch wasn't looking good, and wasn't nobody gonna see. You done hit some pussy that you wouldn't hit in your right mind. I don't give a fuck what you say.
You a liar.
I ain't a liar. You a liar. Matter of fact, I'ma tweet that. All men have fucked an ugly bitch in their lifetime.
You stupid, yo.
Y'all have.
I know we have. I know I have.
I mean, I fucked an ugly nigga before in my lifetime.
I'm saying, what caused you, what made you do that, though? What caused that reaction to do that?
I got tired of fucking with pretty boys, and I said I was going to fuck with an ugly nigga because he ain't got no choice but to take care of home.
Oh, you stupid. You stupid as hell, yo. That's some bullshit.
Ain't no shoot. Ugly motherfuckers can't do that and butt fuck. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just saying, though. I mean, I'm being honest. For real. All motherfuckers have fucked somebody ugly once in their lifetime. Not saying they kept
hell
fucking them.
No.
But they fucked them once. Yes. We call
hell
it
no.
In the dark dick or pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, in the dark.
Yes, in the dark. Like, bitch, don't cut that light
on. You stupid. Leave the light on, right?
Don't cut that light on, and then you go on about your motherfucking business. Like, we've all done it. I don't care what nobody say. We've all fucked somebody ugly. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask Nay. Nay probably going to get on here and be like, I ain't never fucked nobody ugly. We fucked somebody that was, okay, if you won't say ugly, I'll go ahead and say that we fucked somebody below our standards. Regardless of what the reason may have been, he may have had a big dick, she may have had some big titties, she may have had big ass, or she may have had them lips to look like she would suck the skin off your dick. We've all lowered our standards once a few days.
No.
There you go.
What
that
else, Shanae?
I am not letting anybody poke, nor penetrate, nor lick, nor spit on my punana. That is not up to par. That is just not an option. That ain't gonna happen. My coochie ain't even gonna get wet. It's gonna dry up. It's got a, my has got a guard on it. If they ain't up to par, it knows to dry up. Just
see,
like
now,
that.
Now, y'all see now, we finally agree. We finally agree, man. Nay, one love, baby. I'll be with you.
Y'all two motherfuckers is lying. Reason being, fuck somebody when y'all was in elementary, high school, and you look at the motherfuckers now when they ugly.
Hold up.
They
we
still
already established that Princess Nay didn't even get any for the first time until I was like 17 years old. And that was the start of the freaking basketball team. And he was super fine. No, ma'am. I don't know
what
far.
You know what,
Nay?
You talk so much shit. Let me see what they got to say. I need you some beats, too.
What's good? What's good? Pacemaker here.
Hey, Pacemaker. I ain't going to call you by your government because I don't want everybody to know your damn name. How you doing?
I want to know his name. What's his name and what does he look like? Because he sounds like
his
he
name
is
Good
fine.
Dick and he mixed. Yeah, his name is Good Dick. He about 6'3". He got some big-ass calves. The kind, like, if he was to fuck you, it's like once he gets some traction on the bed, he going to fuck you up because I seen him fuck this bitch on his computer one time. And he
oh,
took gummy bears
goodness,
up.
You put me out there.
Okay, I'm going to need you to go to the social stream and put his link up so I can see what he looks like, please and thank you, now.
Oh, you are so welcome. I can do that for you. No, Mr. Pacemaker, what you got going on?
Not much. I left the studio. I got the little link, you know what I mean? I had to check in, see what y'all had got going on over here.
We are chilling. We are chilling. Got Gutter on tonight. He ain't been talking on Twitter, so, you know, I might have to light his ass up. Next week,
ain't no
the show on Friday.
Ain't no might.
You know what? I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be a little humble, but you already know we're going in. We're going in. He from
Heck
New
yeah.
Orleans. What did Mr.
Y'all
Maggie
ain't
say?
Doing shit.
Mr. G.A., we fucked you up on Twitter, so you need to shut the hell up.
I
real
bitch. I fucked you up
already,
you
old punk.
I got y'all. I went and on Twitter.
Yeah,
y'all got y'all real on Twitter. I bust y'all ass on Twitter so bad, y'all. You a lie. I bust y'all hard as hell on Twitter. I bust your ass on Twitter. Stop playing. Y'all trying to see me, too. I still beat your ass on Twitter.
Whatever.
Okay,
it's Chris is just trying to get
in,
too. Pacemaker Beats, don't pay attention to Mr. G.A. He's a bandwagon dude. We fucks him up, and all he does is come on the show and wait for other motherfuckers to come on so he can think that y'all can get one up on me. But guess what? Motherfucking no snowball chance in hell. This is called the Chalk Mommy Show, so I will win every motherfucker. Fucking time. So whenever you hear Mr. G.A. trying to get some shit started, you
don't
know. Don't you
fall
know
for it.
So long.
He set you
don't,
up for destruction
don't fall for
and
it.
Leaves you hanging.
Don't fall for it. Please don't do that, because you gonna Mr. G.A. gonna let Blog Talk get you fucked up. It's gonna fuck up a beautiful friendship. Matter of fact, I'm gonna bring Precious on because I know she got something to say about this bullshit.
You know she got a PSA.
Public service announcement time.
Get
him,
baby.
Hey, y'all.
Get him,
how
baby.
Y'all doing?
Whatever,
how
Precious.
Y'all doing?
Ain't no
I don't have no public service announcement. I just want to curse. Shit.
Yeah, ain't no public service announcement. I haven't did anything bad yet. I haven't dissed anybody. Pacemaker Beats is from Miami is on the line. He just got off of work. I'm on Ustream. Finally figured out how to work this bitch. It's getting hot. But I'm going to wait for the second hour to take off my dress. I wore a dress today.
Bullshit.
Being good. I got on some cute underwear and bra. I'm decently dressed. Was I with the dress on or with the dress off? Yes, I even stopped by McDonald's and tried that new strawberry lemonade and went to the liquor store.
Before the end
and
of
got
the show,
she's going to
fall out that chair.
What
is
fall
is
out the chair. Girl. You know what? I can't say it's good by itself because I threw some liquor in it. So, you know, I would have to say yeah. And plus, you know how I like sucking on straws. Let me see.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look at little sexy studio man.
Yeah.
Ball head studio man. I love it. Coming to the camera. Thank
you. You're a retarded chick. You're a retarded. I'm not fucking with you.
Who's the studio man? Oh, Jay?
Yes.
Come
girl.
On, sexy
yes.
Studio man. Don't you come slang-a-lang-lang that dang-a-dang-dang.
Oh, Lord.
Taco chocolate.
Listen, Chuck.
Yes.
Chuck, I just popped in before I start driving. You know I'm leaving work, too, so I'm going to be listening in, but I'm going to mute. I'm going to need you to mute me till I park. I'll put my hand back up when I ain't got no wind blowing through my damn hair.
Oh, yeah.
You got the rain
I like
on the day?
See, Yes, and plus, you know, whenever she do that and get out the car from driving, she looking like Mustafa. Her hair be all over the place.
Yes, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. But but I just wanted to chime in because I knew I could curse on the show. And you saw that shit I sent you? That's some shit to curse about.
Oh, yes, but you know what? I'm changing the format of my show. I'm no longer allowing cursing.
Okay, so the last day of cursing, fuck shit, hell, damn shit, shit, fuck.
Like, no more cussing. No more motherfucking cussing on my damn show. Y'all hear that motherfucking shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
okay.
Hey, everybody that's listening, come on. I need some phone numbers so I can do my chocolate fantasy pranks. I need to go ahead and fuck with some dudes real quick so I can laugh and, you know, see if I can get somebody to jack their dick on the phone. I think me and Princess Diana will have another threesome.
Hold up. Let's call old dude back. He's all pissed out.
I can't. Because I didn't bring my BlackBerry. Matter of fact, hold on. I got the Evo. Let me charge up the Evo and pull out some numbers because I got about hella numbers in the Evo because I don't have Daryl's number in this BlackBerry. Did I just call his name out? Yeah. Yeah. So I don't have his number in this phone. So we'll get some more. So people in the chat room, people, whatever, I need y'all to go ahead and hook that up. We need some numbers so we can prank
call. Are we calling the princess tonight?
Oh, I can't mess with the man of God, girl.
Oh,
I can't mess
you
with
you did it last week.
Yeah, and I felt bad about that because what if we really do want to, I felt bad because what if we really do bring out the heathen and the preacher and he want to fuck? Wouldn't you feel bad about making him go astray?
No.
I figured if he was going to fuck, he going to fuck regardless.
Hey, I'm for real. We ain't had nothing to do with that. We just helped him tap into his inner freakiness.
You know, because it's a bunch of trick preachers out there.
See?
Yes. And they always talk about delivering you. No, they want to deliver that nut about their dick.
I need some hands-on deliverance. I need some hands-on deliverance.
And mouth-on deliverance would be good, too. Ain't nothing wrong with some good head. He can put some holy oil on it, bless it, and kiss it. That's how I look at it. Bless me, please. Please, please bless me. Hey, you started driving yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you ready for me to go on mute?
Yeah, because it's supposed to get noisy. You hear the noise?
Oh, now I was just listening to Nay. Well, we're going to put you back on mute, and we're going to continue to kick it. And then when you're ready to come back in, just let me know.
All right, y'all, I'm listening, though. I'm here.
Okay.
I guess that means she's telling us she's listening, so that means that we'll somewhat behave.
That's a motherfucking lie. I'm not behaving for shit. Fuck that.
You know what?
I
think you should just go ahead and take it off. Take it off.
Just go ahead and take it off.
Okay. So I can tweet that Chuck is stupid. Hold up. Let me tweet first.
Y'all see that strawberry right there?
Yes.
Chuck, mommy.
And then here go another strawberry. I mean, damn, they're going to, you can't really see that. I shaved. So that's Chica right there, y'all. So.
Wow. I'm going to see Chica.
Okay. Hold on. What the hell?
I'll tell you. You're going to get an old man in there, a heart attack. How you going to, like, be half naked in his studio?
Okay. Yes. I'm in my cute.
How you
going to
be half naked in the old man's studio? You know, he going to walk through his ding-a-ling, going to be all poked out and stuff.
You just told me to take it off.
I did tell you that.
Exactly.
And I just tweeted
you were
that.
Take it off. That's exactly what you said. So, you know, that's what I did. I could have wore something more sexy, but this ain't the rated X version of Chocolate City yet. So I got to say that for when I get to Atlanta and I'm doing my live show. Then that's going to be like the super rated X, I think. Yeah, super rated X. So, you know, for all you people that are looking and listening, yes, I just came out of my dress. I sure did. Yes.
You're a hooker.
Yes, I'm a good hooker.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Now, if I get banned off Ustream, I'm going to be highly upset because every time I do some type of live streaming, a bitch gets kicked off. And don't ask me why, but I do. But it's okay. I'm used to it by now. It'll be all right. It will most definitely be all right. And I'm sitting up here going from screen to screen to screen so I can see who the hell is going on, what's going on, what I'm doing, what I'm not doing, all of that other stuff like that. Damn, we ain't even playing no music. Matter of fact, you know what?
Can I play if you're ready now? Can you play my song?
Yes, for you, I sure will. Hold on. We're going to play She's Ready Now by Kafani.
Featuring Gucci, blur. Gucci, big Gucci. The fun that I see here with me. Yeah, she's ready now. Chillin' with a mice, think of money, got the money, and we ballin' all in Beijing. We should get a honey, and he known to buy a nice thing. White ring, white dress, she play for the 18. Bridge for a diva, East Atlanta trainers. Pull her with a clean one, she look like a mean one. I'm tryna choose her, she don't fuck with a loser. Baby say she ready for me, tell her I'm a user. Pull up in a cruiser, scratch B cruiser. Me and Johnny T, money longer than a ruler. August say he knew ya, you look like a jeweler. Then I took my jeweler, I bought her. To the floor.
That was She's Ready Now by Kafani featuring Gucci. And I can't do that brr he do because he can roll his tongue, which means his retarded ass can eat some pussy.
I would think he could. I would hope he could.
I call Gucci retarded. Did I just call
Gucci
retarded?
He's close to where he needs to be.
Yes.
PSA.
Where's
P with
oh,
the PSAs when we need one?
I know, right? But I ain't telling nobody something they didn't already motherfucking know. Shit. But he made good music. So if he can make good music, that means he can eat pussy or his money is blinding a bitch when she don't care. So it's like he got a lot of obstacles. He got a pot belly, got an ice cream cone on his face, an underbite from hell, and he's Ebonic. So for me, that's an in the dark fucker. Shut up. Don't say shit and just leave my money on the counter.
Oh, wow. Mr. DA, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, Mr. GA probably going to give a public service announcement because he in the A, and a bitch coming to A in July, and Big Cat Records might be in the house, and Mr. GA is going to be like, this bitch on June 3rd just said some of the craziest shit about Gucci, and now they at her party, and she giving them all hugs. Ay, 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 what the fuck am I going to do? But what can you do with me, actually? I mean, if you was a man, what in the fuck could you do with me? Like, you can't control me. You can't tell me what the fuck to do. All you can do is just shut up, go along with the program, and make me motherfucking happy. And give me good dick on the regular basis.
Okay.
So, Mr. G, I just gave you your format on how to make a, how to be a good man. Did you understand what I just said?
Shut your ass up, nigga. Shut your ass up, nigga. Yo, when you come to Atlanta, I'm going to blast your ass in that party. I'm going to be like, yo, this girl went hard on
y'all,
son.
You don't blast me.
She went hard. She went hard on nigga.
You know what?
You was dirty.
You cannot blast me. For the simple
you are
fact,
dirty.
I live for shit like this. Like,
call her the dirty
bride.
That's what you want to call her.
Yeah, she a dirty broad, man. Dirty broad.
Why can you ask me? Like, I'm in a
black bra. I can't. Listen to me. I can't wait to get a gutty on his phone and bust your ass, yo. Yo,
really?
Yo, matter of fact.
Gutty ain't going to do shit. Gutty ain't going to do shit. Because he ain't got the rest
bet
of cash money with him. They work better in groups. You know what I mean? So that's why they did Bedrock. They all
yeah,
work together. It's gonna take more than one motherfucker to knock me off my throne. Get it right. Like, shit. Fuck you,
Papa
mean.
Papa Duck did. Oh, real talk. No.
Oh,
Impressions.
Hold
on. Be quiet. Impressions.
Precious is
driving.
First of all, let me go ahead and tell you about your, dude, Papa Duck.
No.
Last night. No. See, you was out of the loop last night. You
okay,
heard he was calling me out. I get messages on Twitter. Word? Cool, not a problem. A bitch logs into Ustream. He's broadcasting live the same way that I'm doing. I call him on his motherfucking phone. Who you calling out? Nah, I ain't calling you out. Nah, I was talking about somebody else. Don't let Duck get it twisted because I explained the situation. He knew I was talking about him. Nobody else did. That's when I said, you know you got some good pussy. When you get in the shower, get dressed, and you're getting ready to go back to where the fuck you came, and the nigga's like, baby, where you going? I want some more. And you keep me around your entourage. You keep my motherfucking number. You have bitches call me at 5 o'clock in the morning because you're remembering how good the pussy is. So when I call you last night, you on your own shit. You're like, no, babe, no. You shouted me out all throughout your show. Shit, I thought it was the Papa Duck show. But, shit, when I was on that bitch, it was the Chalk Mommy shit because he gave me big kudos and let everybody know it wasn't me he was talking about. Now, what was you saying about Papa Duck?
Papa Duck, yeah. Please call in. Please call in 718. Please call in right now and blow her fucking mind. Please call in now. Please, Papa Duck, call in.
What can Papa Duck call and say? He can't say shit.
She don't call and say some bullshit.
She got some good pussy. I will hit it again. Baby mama pussy is about her, minus we ain't got no motherfucking kids together.
He gonna say he was not saying don't leave. He gonna say all that shit. He gonna say, hell no, she lying. Listen. Impressions. Somebody get Duck on the phone, please. Somebody him on the phone right now. We gotta get this straightened out right now.
Nate, yeah. you was on last night, right?
Yes.
What did you hear?
I came in after that.
But
I didn't hear that
whole
part.
Time that you was on, what was he shouting? Aside from his songs and everything, what was he shouting? Who was he co-signing?
Who, Chalk Mommy?
Thank you. Mr. D.A., where was your punk ass at? Did you want to Papa Duck? Where was you
hey,
at?
Yo,
why weren't you
yo.
On Ustream? Why weren't you on Twitter?
I was on Twitter last night. I was on there for
okay.
a while. But...
When you be a sideline cheerleader, make sure you got the facts right about your home team because I fucked
hey,
them up
yo.
Every time.
Hey, yo.
I
all
fucked
I know,
them up every
listen,
time.
Listen, all I know is Lee caught on your
time.
Ass that one day. He shut your ass up. Your ass shut the fuck up.
Duck can never shut me up. He's like,
yeah,
I just called
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he had you speechless, yo, that day he called in. You couldn't say shit.
Duck cannot have me speechless, fool. Because I
yeah,
know
where,
my ability.
On,
I know what I did.
Where's she at? Where in Push is at?
She's driving.
She can verify.
He had your ass,
you were shook, yo.
Me speechless? That's the same show that him and Magic was on. Duck can never leave me speechless.
No, not that show. No, I'm saying he had called in and he
called
on me out of the blue.
He that was the only
before
Mr.
That show.
Magic show. That was the Mr. Magic show. He's only called in the show one time. And that was when Mr. Magic was on that. Go back and look at it. Go back and look at it.
I'm going to go back.
Duck
because
only
I know.
Duck
listen, I'm
going to
go back.
One
listen,
time.
I'm going to go back because dude called in and said, show us. Who was this city? He was 5 foot. He said 5'4". Who was that?
That was Dimp.
That was him?
And the only reason why he shut me up
that's
is because
who, that's
he caught
guy.
Me off
that's
guard
the
with the question about me. So many names only got
who
me
shut
because
your
he
ass
played
up.
Super Dirt. Man, please.
He shut your ass up.
I didn't want to hurt the home team. That's it.
Yo.
Other than that, please. Ain't no nigga out there able to shut me
up.
The fuck up.
Yeah, that nigga shut your ass up, yo.
No. As long as I possess Chica, you see what I'm doing right, Nate? As long as I got this bitch right here, ain't no motherfucker ever going to shut me up. Ever.
I can't see
ever.
It. I can't see
ever.
It, but he cut your ass up, yo.
Who? Yeah, please. That's because of the fucking dumbass question he asked me, and the nigga ain't been back home since. So he doing it.
Oh, shit. Yo, it's going to make a midget. Oh, you a worse bro, yo. Yo, man, please call in, man. When somebody please call in and set an ass, say please, somebody.
Cuss him out. Where the hell is Gutter Gutter at? He running late. Young Money late. Hi, damn.
Gutter for these colors.
Hey, pacemaker. Hey, pacemaker. Like,
what's
yeah.
up, what's up?
You hear this bullshit? You hear all this bullshit that I got to encounter? You hear all this? Like, I'm not playing, please. I don't so fucking wear.
Is that old sexy?
Yeah, that's a little sexy right there. That's a little sexy
what's
right
up,
there. Like,
sexy.
Please.
Woo, we better get it all sexy. Don't you spark it up in there.
No, that's Pacemaker Beats. That's Pacemaker Beats, like, for real. You see that knife? I'm going to stop. I'm not going to tease people with the head game today. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fuck with the straws like that. I'm going to be nice. I'm really going to be nice. Like, for real. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, okay.
Matter of fact, hold on 1 second.
What?
I put my phone on speaker. I ain't mean to do that. You know, I still don't know how to work this new BlackBerry. I still don't know how to work this new BlackBerry. Mr. GA is so full of shit. But I love him to death. I love him to death. See, Pacemaker Beats, he comes on. He's quiet. He listens. He's attentive. You know, he's a hoe. But, I mean, hey, he's a professional hoe. Meaning, you know, he'll buy his business, he do his beats, his music, this, that, and the third, and he's low-key. He's not like Mr. G.A. Mr. G.A. is just an old boisterous hoe. That motherfucker always got something to say. Well, his dick better not ever let him down. His dick better stay hard 24-7, or he better fuck a bitch till she just can't do nothing else. Because if not, that bitch going to come back, and she going to let him have it. Because that motherfucker always got something to say. Like, for real. He even be talking in his damn sleep.
Wow. Mr. G, are you talking in your sleep?
Yo, fuck you. Hey, yo, that's my disclaimer. Chuck, fuck you, nigga. Yo, she's stupid, yo. Yo, she's straight stupid, man. In my sleep, she's stupid, yo.
Yes. That, I mean, that's when you know a motherfucker's a shit talker. When they talking shit in they sleep, like, you,
yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even know he sleep. That's how much shit he still be talking. And I'm just like,
wow.
You're right,
Shanae. Wow, right, wow. Crazy ass girl. Yo, crazy. Okay, that's my girl, Chop. Mommy, I'm sorry. Chop, good pussy mommy is her new name, y'all. That's her new
Ooh.
Name.
Ooh. Yes.
And
like,
I'm saying, I feel bad. I'm saying I can't see on YouTube. I'm actually driving. I'm going to North Carolina. So I'm driving your way right now, smart ass.
A word?
Yeah, word. Yeah, word.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, damn. Coming your way, nigga.
Oh,
shit now.
I ain't gonna do shit. Cause you gonna do like you always do. Keep the motherfucking moving.
Yeah, cause you're scared ass. Cause
my
you're
what?
Scared ass. You're scared
my
ass.
What?
You will never. You're scared ass.
Who's scared? Who's scared? Yo, I ain't never scared.
Alright, when I call something here. Don't give me no bullshit excuses like you always do.
Oh, today I'm today I'm a Jehovah's Witness. Tomorrow I'm reading the Bible.
Lying ass fucker.
Whoa. Every day I get a spiritual text from Precious and I read it. So it's like I read it. Man, get the hell out of here. Why did YZ305 asked me what the hell was a Bible Belt? Why the fuck did I call him a heathen on fucking Twitter? The fuck kind of question is that? Only an ignorant, unreligious person would ask a Bible Belt. Like, oh my gosh. Like, are you serious? Like, why must I go through this? Like, seriously, why must I go through this? I'm not understanding. Like, why do I get blessed with smart men? And for the number of smart men, I got triple dumb motherfuckers that come right behind them. That is such a turnoff. Like, wow. Like, shit.
But that's still the ones that your ignorant behind would have pity dark closet sex with. I'm going to beat the hell out of you.
Nah, you look at that shit right. Yo, anybody, hold on. shut your ass up. Anybody go to my Twitter, Sincere BK All Day, and y'all judge how I look. What the fuck you wish I got like that? They be crazy. Now, go to my Twitter, y'all. It's CGA. You can't find a bitch on here say Jay and it is a dog fucker. Real talk, nigga. Now, let me cut your locks out. What you nigga say about your ass? Stop playing. Let's not go there. Let's not go there, nigga. I go hard on your ass in the face.
Oh, my God. I said
yeah.
I was just playing.
I don't give a fuck, yo. Yo, anybody on this show right now, go to Sincere BK All Day. Call back in right now and say, yo, is he handsome, ugly, or fucked up? I bet you I get mad love, nigga. Trust that. Never no dog. I ain't never no dog fucker. You crazy?
Hey, now you get in New York coming out of them. Oh, my goodness. I struck the nerve.
That.
You can hear that New York in them. You can hear that
I
want to
hear them say,
coming
say,
out.
That, say that in the New York accent.
There you go. You funny. You funny. You funny.
No, this is funny. Nice. No, he looks very familiar. Like, damn, he was like, I've seen his ass somewhere before without him being there.
Hey, Mr. G.A., what you
yeah,
say
baby.
Your name is again?
Yeah, go. Y'all playing. Sincere BK All Day Twitch. Twitter me.
There was a show back in the day where motherfuckers could, like, you look like a star, and people actually thought you was a star. He could actually go on a show like that because he looks like he's, I mean, he's a star, but he looks like he could be that star. So I'm just like, well, I was kind of confused when his dude put me on his page and everything like that because I'm looking like, ooh, shit, who that? Ooh, I haven't seen him before. What the hell is that? And I'm like, oh, wow. Damn. Wow. You can see the resemblance in the
whole head. I'm going to fuck Jack up. I'm going to fuck you up, Jack. Keep it up. I'm going to fuck you up, Jack.
Oh, yay.
Yo, we going to war now, nigga. We going to war. Straight war. You playing
what?
Too much. We going to war. We going to war, yo.
You don't want
going
to war with me because then you have to call all your lame-ass partners from Delaware to come in and help you to fuck out. So is this really what you want? No.
You funny
you got
as hell.
Alfonso, whatever the hell his name is, willing to fuck a stranger at a truck stop that he ain't never seen before. Never met a man like that. Ooh, I want some pussy. Ooh, Route 13. Bitch, probably would have told me where the fuck he stay at. Wow. The power of a sexy voice and the thought that you're going to get some pussy. Is that how all men are? Y'all are desperate to where, you know, when y'all think y'all going to get some pussy, y'all just lose y'all fucking mind. Especially if the pussy sound, if it sounds like it can be some good pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hell no.
Yeah,
hell
like
no.
George.
Like George. Yo, George said nah. George like, yo, let's talk to him.
That's because
he said,
his
nah.
old ass wife was in the house. That's because his wife was at the crib. If you and George was out at a strip club or something, that little retarded motherfucker would have been all for it.
Oh, I'm going to have George fuck you up for that one. I'm going to tell him.
Tell George I said eat cheek. George ain't going to do shit. He's behind your ass. That's what George
yeah,
is going to do. He's going to hide behind
yeah,
your ass. That's all he can
call
do.
In.
That's all he can do. Hot, yeah. Men, we need y'all to call in because these motherfuckers on right now, they ain't doing it. They losing. They need help. They need reinforcements. It's just me and they. We fucking them up. So what's
you
good?
You ain't trying to double team, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, who?
Okay, hold up, because, you know, you've already been made to cry on several occasions. So
there you go. I never cried for nobody.
Never
this y'all know. Never cry. Y'all know this for a fact. This y'all
huh?
know. I never cry.
Huh?
Never cry. It don't hide my ass. Never cry.
You
very well, I'm sure. All
right. Now I don't know.
Yeah, right. I'm at now, yo. Picture that, for real. Picture that, for
I
real.
I don't know. Hey, Nate.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to dedicate this to the guys. It's called the Take That Session. So I'm going to like get up in my chair. Let me see.
Tradition. probably take it out of the rent so you can get it.
I do it.
A love song from Neo. The fact you got me open is clear like a Theo. A language for your body. The beast mode Egyptian words of Osiris probably. The one you want to dance with, take a stance with. Grow old and take a chance with. $1 million bounty. I marry you before I get locked up in county. Your flavor of the week. Your nocturnal hustler. The mayor of the street. A house that I get you. Open up the ride report and pull it out the picture. The angel that you needed. This is a book of love and I want everyone to read it. I'm a knucklehead and I don't listen a lot. You know what I mean? I want you to know that I believe in us. And I believe what you're saying. You know what I mean? Sometimes I walk out, slam the door. Just want you to know I take what you're saying with me. It's real. Just keep riding with me and, you know, it's gonna be worth it. You know what I mean? You've been holding me down. I just want you to know that I appreciate it. I do.
And he said, where my love song at? That's what I want all these motherfucking dudes to do for me. I want y'all to hit me up on a love song, whether it's a fucking rap, poem, or a motherfucking video with you playing with your dick, as long as it got some type of romantic symbolism in it. I want to hear it. I got a call from 347. This might be my guest. So we're going to bring them in, and hopefully it is. And then he can bring some freshness to these stale dudes on the line because we're killing them right now. Like, I'm like, Fab, I be killing them. So, 347 483, you're on the air.
I have Gutta Gutta on the line.
Huh? Yes, 347.
Yes, I have Gutta Gutta on the phone.
Oh, okay, bring them in. Hello. How you doing? Welcome to Chocolate City. Are you ready to ride the chocolate wave?
I guess.
Wow. Before we go ahead and fuck you up for that answer, go ahead and tell everybody about who you are. I mean, everybody knows who you are, but I need you to go ahead and refresh some of the people that may have been living up under a rock for the last few years and refresh their memory, and I can go ahead and start tweeting.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Hold on real quick.
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, what up, man? It's your boy, Gutta. Your money's fine, as you already know what it is, man. I'll let your boy.
Okay. What? Let me see. What am I going to ask you first? What new projects do you have going on that you want to tell everybody about?
Guttaville 3. The mixtape coming out. Be done probably in about another week or so.
Because I happened to listen to the first one, and it was really nice. My kids, they had it, because my kids are, like, a big fan of yours. And when I told them you were going to be on the show, these little punks was like, Ma, say word. I don't lie. Like, for real. Real talk is going to be on. And it's like, I listened to it, and I was just like, wow, because some of your songs, you got some samples from, like, some R&B and everything like that, and then the song that you have with Nicki. All of those, like, really, really good. And I'm just like, I was up the other night to like maybe 2-3 o'clock in the morning looking at your previous interviews, and you're tatted up. Like, you have a lot of tattoos, especially the one on your hand when you got, like, when you was real young, when you was, like, starting into the music industry. I kind of like that one, too. I like your story. So it was just cool because it's like when you hear you on your albums and you're rapping and you hear your lyrics, and then when you hear you speak on an interview, it's like, wow, I feel kind of bad about the type of interviews I do because you're so soft-spoken. Not saying that you're soft or anything like that. It's just that your voice is so soft.
Yes.
Do people try you because your voice is so soft?
I don't know why it's fried me.
Because I'm just like, wow. Like, because I'm looking at your face, I'm looking at the tattoos. But then it's like when you speak even now, it's just like, it's really different. Like, my voice is different, I know that. But, like, from a guy, it's just, interesting.
I like
not bad or anything like that.
So what you trying to say, though?
What I'm trying to say?
I'm saying I like your voice. I think it's a turn-on.
Yeah, but he has that type of voice, like, the type of voice he got on there, like, if you was, like, to meet him and you meet him and you're, like, talking to him, he's like, oh, shit, I might be able to go ahead and fuck this nigga up, like, put him on his back and ride the hell out. You, like, you feel like you might have one up. Like, you may not be able to be, like, one of them thorough fuckers in a bed. And that's just my thoughts. Not to be wrong, because, I mean, you are from New Orleans, and I was told by Mr. Magic that, whew, y'all good down there. I mean, I don't know. I haven't had the pleasure of interacting, you know, aside from phone calls with somebody from New Orleans. But you just have, like, one of those voices. Like, if I was, like, having problems and I wanted a role model to come to the school and speak to the kids, I would call you because you have that voice that's even. You know what I'm saying? Like, it stays one way. So the kids would be more apt to be sit, they would sit still and listen to what you had to say because you just have one of those easy on the ears type of voice. Like, not saying that, that's basically what I mean.
All right, I'll take it as a compliment. I feel you.
Yes, take it as a compliment. So, did you see any of the tweets when we were talking about you this week? Because I know you've been in the studio really hard, and we had some Twitter play, and we didn't go hard on you, but we went kind of hard because, you know, the name of my show is Chocolate City Radio. So we have this thing called Ride the Chocolate Wave. So it's like we get kind of crazy. So sometimes when us females come at the men, they don't know how to act or they don't know what to say because my show, you can say whatever the fuck you want. You have freedom of speech. You can express yourself. You want to tell chicks whatever, then you can say whatever. So we ask whatever. So some of the questions tend to kind of throw the guests off guard or they don't really have, like, a deep, freaky side like they may express in their art or their talent. And so they fall off the wave. So, you know, we was just hoping that,
you
know.
I'm going to just give you guys all right now. I'm in my truck, and I got my little 4-year-old daughter sitting right next to me, so I ain't about to be.
We're good. We're good. We'll give you a pass.
Give me a good old G pass today, man. I ain't much fucking with it today. I got my little baby right here.
Oh, no, we give you a pass as a daddy. Daddy duties is good. That's a plus. So you automatically pass the wave because daddy. I mean, I give people big respect because of the when they have their kids and they're doing the daddy thing, that's hard because sometimes when you're in the industry, you have, like, so much time that's allotted to being in a studio, traveling, that sometimes you don't get to do all the things that you want to do in the normal life. So how do you balance that?
I mean, it's just simple for me, man. As you know, I'm a father first over anything. You know what I mean? Like, before music, before anything. So, you know, that's just my first duty in life, period. You know what I mean? So I put that before anything. So no matter what it is, I always schedule my children before anything I got to do work-related.
Oh, my God. That is, like, awesome. So, like, what is it that you would like to do in 2011 that you didn't do in 2009, 2010?
I want to sell 1 million records, man. You know, I was on my first actual album, the Young Money compilation was like the first actual real retail album that I was ever on that was put out, and that went like 600,000, close to 700,000. So basically, I just want to put my own project out, sell a million records, and just, you know, move on to bigger things after that.
I can respect that. I have a question because I'm, like, so curious because, like, I'm always looking at videos and I'm always looking at behind the scenes and everything like that. And it's like when I look at the Bedrock video, just the actual video itself, it looked like it was so much fun, you know, when you're rapping and everything like that. So when you're in a big family like that and you got so many different people, you got Wayne, you got Drake, you got Nicki, and then you got the, I call them the little kids, like little Chucky and stuff like that, how does that work? Like all the different personalities, like how much fun is that?
I mean, it's cool. It's cool when you basically working with all family. You know what I mean? It's more like fun instead of work. You know what I mean? Because we all know each other. We all work good with each other. You know what I mean? So it's no conflict. It's all fun. So we just enjoy it, man. We get together. We do our thing, man. We just enjoy the whole thing.
That's interesting because I'll look and I'll just be like, wow, because you can see, like, all the different type of energies, and it's like everything complements each other. Because I'm just like, okay. Then I'll be like, okay, Gutterville. How did you come up with that name?
What, Gutterville?
No, just, like, your name Gutter. Like, you know what I'm saying?
My
like,
name,
how
my
long...
Name. Oh, that was a name that was actually given to me. Like, that wasn't the name I woke up and said, I want to be a rapper named Gutter Gutter. You know what I mean? That was something my homeboys named me in my hood, you know what I mean? So when I finally started rapping, I just figured I'd keep it. You know? So I just kept it as my nickname, and I used it as my rap name.
Okay. I can dig that. Because it's like, that name is so different. You'd be like, Gutter Gutter. And I'm just like, okay. And then it's like, I'll be listening to your lyrics and like,
actually,
I'll put it on.
It's more like Gutter. It's more like Gutter. Like, Gutter Gutter was just, it was something Wayne said in the rap years ago when I actually first started rapping. We put out a mixtape. And he shouted me out on the song, but he just said Gutter Gutter. Like, he didn't say Gutter. Like, everybody called me Gutter. I mean, he just said Gutter Gutter in that song. It was like from then on, like people would run up and be like, man, where Gutter Gutter at? Where Gutter Gutter at? And it just went from there. Like everybody just started calling me Gutter Gutter instead of Gutter. You know what I mean? So the extra Gutter on the end, it just came from Wayne shouting me up on the shouting me out on the rap. You know what I mean? So it's really just Gutter.
Okay. Actually, I have another question. When it's like, what's the biggest difference in your lifestyle now, aside from when you first started out? I mean, I know it's like, it may seem like a crazy question, but it's just like, I know a lot of your privacy is gone now, right? To a certain point,
so,
like when you're out and about, the little simple things you used to be able to do is kind of hard to do now.
Yeah, but I still do it, though. You know what I mean? I don't let that shit keep hold me prisoner. You know what I mean? So it's like, whatever I was doing before the fame, I still pretty much do. Like, I'm not a prisoner of my fame, you know what I mean? So if I want to do something, like with my kids, like right now I'm doing something with my daughter, you know what I mean? Like, if I want to do some shit, I'm going to go do it. I'm not going to let my fame hold me prisoner to it. If I want to go shopping, I go in the mall by myself all the time, you know what I mean? The only time I got security with me is when I'm out working, doing a show or something like that. When I'm home, man, I'm by myself, man, I just be chilling. So I don't let my fame keep me prisoner to nothing I love to do. I keep shit moving, and it's going to be like that.
So who do you think is going to take the title, Dallas or Miami?
I think Miami's going to take it. I don't fuck with Miami. Not Miami. I don't fuck with the Heat. You know what I mean? But I don't think Dallas could fuck with them right now, so we'll go
I don't
ahead
think
on
so
that shit for the Heat.
I'm a diehard Miami fan.
I think Dallas
yeah,
is going to find the energy.
I'm a Boston fan. I'm still hot. Still hot behind that law. I'm a Boston fan, so I'm still hot behind that law.
Oh, yeah. He's a fan of mine.
Shut up, Nate. I feel your pain, Gutter, because I love Boston. I really do. And I really wish we could get back to how we was in 2007. I really do. I mean, we always got this next coming season to get it right. You know what I'm saying? All I care about is the Lakers wasn't in there. They got knocked out. They fucking sorry ass sports. They little attitudes and stuff like that. So I'm cool with that. So let's see, like, what? If somebody wants to send you beats, or they want you to be featured on a song with them, or they just want to get in touch with you on some business, how do they go about getting in touch with you? Like, you have a specific email address, or do they go through your publicist, or how does that work? Because a lot of times when artists come on my show, after they leave, you know, I get hit in the head with, oh, yo, you had such and such. I need Nah, what you need to do is do what the fuck I did. Do your damn homework and get in touch with them, and you'll be all right. But, you know, for some people that I do like, then, you know, I want to go ahead and make it easy for them to be like, you know, this is how you get in touch with them. You send it to this place, or, you know, however you want to do it.
Yeah, basically, I got a website called gutterville.com. You know what I mean? That just got all info you need to know on me, from my music to booking to everything, you know what I mean? And just to have a direct booking email is gutterpr@gmail.com. Or you can just hit up my publicist, man, CC.
Oh, yeah, man, shout out to CC. I fucks with her. She is mad cool. She be having me rolling on BBM. I'm looking forward to doing a lot of business with her. No diss against the men, but when I see females doing their damn thing like myself and higher, I have to give them shout out and say girl power. And it's not like I'm a male chauvinist or anything like that. It's that shit comes easy for a man. Women got to work extra hard to be in the same industry that's dominated by men. So, you know, I have to, I always got to take shots at men when I can do it. But it's all in fun. It's all in fun. I don't hate any kind of man, because, I mean, at times you need a man, or, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like I have to give props where props is due. I got to give shouts out to Nay, because she's like my co-host. She rocks with me hard, and she's being really good and everything like that. But CC, she does the damn thing. She made it happen. I really appreciate it. I really do. And, I mean, I know you have your daughter or whatever. You can stay on, and I'll keep talking to you, but I just don't know what my time limit is with you and everything like that. So I have two of your songs, and I got to have her send me some more, but I want the dirty versions because I don't play clean, because my show is like, I want to hear the original raw version, because that just is, like, so cool. And I'll be pumping your music on Saturdays, because I have what is called Chocolate City Listening, and I always play music from the artists that came on, always tweet it and everything like that. And when you get off and you look in your timeline, some of the key points that we talked about, I tweeted them and everything like that, because, like, I have, like, a different platform, so I always like to give everybody a different side to the artist out of the norm, or they come on, speak their minds, or whatever it is they want to say, act how the fuck they want to act, because there is no censorship. You don't have to be good or whatever. So, I mean, I really, really, really appreciate that, and I'm like, you know, it's, like, mad cool, because, you know, you took the time out, come kick it with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City, and the rest of the people with us. We have Pacemaker Beats on. We have Mr. GA on. We have Miss Nay on. I'm keeping the lines limited, because sometimes people do tend to come on and ask some of the stupidest questions, and that should be getting on my nerves. And I just have, like, a zero tolerance for no nonsense.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm just like, I had already laid down the ground rules like a week prior to you coming on. I meant what the hell I said, and I said what the hell I meant. So I was just like, no, it's just like, for me, like, when an artist comes on, whatever may happen, fuck all that. We gonna talk music. I'm very family oriented, and the fact that you're doing the interview when you're spending time with your daughter, that means a lot to me, for real. Because you could have easily been like, man, this is family time. I'm gonna go ahead and spend time with my shorty, and then, you know, we'll just have to try to do it another time or whatever.
ever. So I really give you kudos for that.
I appreciate you.
Nate, do you have anything you would like to say to Gutter? I'm glad I don't have to say to Gutter, because, boy, when I'm tweeting, I just like, oh, my God, it's on BBM, oh, my Gutter. It's like, whoa. But you, like, seem, like, so cool. You seem like the type of person, like, if I was in New Orleans, I don't play the PlayStation or none of that shit like that. I'd be like, yo, I'm in town. Would you like to eat some chicken wings? Because it seems like you like to eat.
Nah, not that much. Benihana, that's it.
Really?
That shit, like, 4 times a week.
Wow. So, like, what are some of the favorite things you like to do on your downtime?
Downtime for me is still working, man. I'll be in the studio. Like, when I ain't doing much, I'm in the studio, man. If I ain't in the studio, I'm on the road. If I ain't doing either or, family time.
Wow. So who's your favorite football team? The Saints?
Nah, I've never been a Saints fan.
What?
I'm one of them cats, man. Word. I'm one of them niggas that I come from that era where nobody in New Orleans used to like the Saints. Niggas fucking with the Saints not because they won the Super Bowl 1 year and shit. Now everybody Saints fans and shit. Nah, I come from that era where nobody in New Orleans was fucking with the Saints when they was back then. You know what I mean? Because I'm from New Orleans, so I know. They had a year where nobody fucked with the Saints. You know what I mean? They had about 10 years where nobody fucked with the Saints. As soon as them niggas started winning, everybody was fucking with them. So, now, I'm happy for them, but I'm a Colts fan, man. I'm a Colts fan all day.
So, like, how is New Orleans now after Hurricane Katrina? Because, I mean, like, when that happened, you know what? I was locked up. I was at the halfway house, and I swear, I never cried so much in my life because I was listening to V103 out of Atlanta, and, you know, you got all the artists on there, they're talking about their family members, and just everybody is coming to all the different areas because they couldn't be there any longer, and then it's just like, okay, it's like, wow, that was some serious shit, so, like, how are things now?
I mean, shit pretty much still the same now that they still rebuilding, you know what I mean? Like, they fixed up, like, you know, the downtown area, but, you know, still Night Wall area is still fucked up. The East is still fucked up. Like, a lot of spots are still fucked up from the situation. I mean, they ain't really fixed much. They just fixed the tourist attraction for the people to come down and still, you know, tour and shit, but it's still fucked up in the area, though.
And that's the shit that's so fucking sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, who gives a fuck about the tourists? You know what I mean? It's all well and good for Mardi Gras and everything like that. But damn, this is like a way of life. This is like people's actual life. Like, come on, man. Like, it shouldn't be that fucking hard. I think that happened to be like a wake-up call because of the poorness and everything like that. So people could pay attention because sometimes if you don't know, you don't know. So you can't really do anything. So when it's put on Front Street, you have no choice but to address it. And I think that was one of the things that may have happened with Hurricane Katrina because then you got everybody like, damn, I didn't even know it was bad like that, including myself, because I've never been to New Orleans. I've driven through Louisiana going to Texas. But, like, to actually stop and hang out. I think I may have spent the night in Shreveport and then drove into El Paso from there. But to, like, hang out, party and stuff like that, no. But I'm meaning to get down there so I can do, like, some photo shoots and mingle with people and broaden my horizons and get more historically informed about shit because I love history. And New Orleans is history in the making because you got so many people that write books about it, the heritage, the speech, the food, the drinks, and stuff like that, not even more so like with Bourbon Street or anything like that. I'd rather go to where the old people live at so they can tell me the history through their eyes, the real shit, not the shit that's been doctored up.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just where I'm at, and that's how I feel about certain things. But I just know that sometimes with you have like travesties like that, it makes you so passionate about everything that, you know, if when you're rhyming, performing, you just get in a certain place and you just think about certain shit, and then you just take off, you just shine, and it's like, damn, you went hard in the paint, and that's because you may be remembering something from back then that just makes you go, like, super, super hard.
Hey, Tackling Mommy, it's Cece.
Hi.
Hey, Gutta is going to have to go because he has his daughter in the car.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. We appreciate the time that he came on.
Okay.
Thank you guys for calling in.
No problem. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello? Oh, shit. I hung up on Mr. G.A. by accident. Ooh, my bad. Nice. What the hell? Hello? Ooh, what the hell happened to my switchboard? Nay. Pacemaker Beats. Hello?
Hello?
Mr. G.A.? Oh, I didn't mean to hang up on you. My switchboard is tripping. Princess Nay.
Yes, darling, I'm here.
Oh. Okay. Mrs. Yay, you got something you want to say?
Man, looky here. I swear, this is why me and Blog Talk are going to get a divorce. So, Mrs. Nay, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the question that I customarily would ask, I won't ask out of respect for this young gentleman. And I will just ask him, okay, I don't really have any clean questions that I can ask. Let's see, when are you coming to Florida? How about that?
Oh, girl, he had to go because he has his daughter in the car, so he's gone. So it's back to us again.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. So I don't have to be good.
No, you don't have to be good no more. You know what? It's hard as fuck being good.
It is, isn't it?
You know that? It is really hard to be good.
Being good is a challenge.
Yeah, because when we're good, it's like being like a regular talk show.
Who wants that?
I know. Let me see. You know what? I need some numbers to call.
Yo.
Yes, Pacemaker, you got some people you want to prank?
Yeah. Get gummy bear.
You gotta send me the number so I can call them so we can prank them.
305, you already know.
Huh?
Which phone you got on you?
It's a who?
Which phone do you have on you? You want me to send it to you? You want me to tell it to you?
The 254, the one that you always send me on.
All right, hold on.
Nate, how bad are we going to be? How bad are we going to be?
I can't hear you.
How bad are we going to be?
I'm not going to be bad.
Why? Well, speak for your damn self. I'm going to be bad. I need a good laugh. I really do.
Look, you know I am known to just randomly pop into the phone call.
Yes, you are. Matter of fact, well, I'm waiting for the number to come through.
Let me go ahead and play the song by Gutter. We gotta at least play one song by him. We gotta find it. Okay. Should we do I Don't Like the Look or Extraordinary? Which one would you choose?
Extraordinary.
Okay. Extraordinary by Gutter. Any day now. Any damn day now.
Operator error.
It ain't no damn operator error. Fucking Blog Talk error. Ain't shit error. I'm error proof. I'm error proof.
Okay, okay.
I am.
Okay.
The dark fuckers don't count. That ain't an error. That's just a blatant fucked up judgment call. You notice how on Twitter I ain't say shit about the females, about us fucking something ugly. I just say all men fuck something ugly in their life. You know what? I can't get that one to play. You know what? What the fuck? Are you serious? Like, my switchboard is, like, really stuck. Like, what the hell? Okay, now I'm refreshing and see what happens. See, I didn't even really act up on this show. This wasn't a good show to stream because I can't act up. I mean, I still can, but you know what I mean? I would have been like, felt like a regular interviewer. What the hell is wrong with this shit? You know what? Okay. Now let me bring it back. Okay. Now, let me see if I can get it to go now. And then I'm going to check my phone. So here we go.
I don't walk, I just levitate. I come from the bottom of the slum village. My niggas make a name for being young killers. I hate the game and all the bullshit that come with it. Sometimes I wanna get the money and be done with it. But right now I'm feeling better than the usual. Flow so ugly, make my bank account beautiful. They call me Gutter, who is you? Bedrocking every girl was a two for two. That's right, the more the merrier. Extraordinary, extraordinary. Thoughts. I first to come and the last to leave. Some of the realest shit I ever spoke. I hope you're hearing every line and catching every quote. Flow sick, it's no antidote. Lock me in the zoo, they can't tame me, I'm an animal. It's no stopping me, it's no holding me. It's no games, nigga, it's no controlling me. I know the law watching over me. Had to get the snakes from around me, so it's more for me. That's right, nigga, the more the merrier. Extraordinary, extraordinary.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, you just kissed me. I'm not available right now. Leave your name, number, and a message, and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Bye.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press
call
pound. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery
leave a
options,
message.
Press pound.
Yo, Tiff, what up? It's Steve. I met you at Walmart a couple of days ago. Holla at me. I'm on the highway now, coming your way. Something to fuck, son, shorty. I want to fight ASAP, please. Bye.
You had turned that ugly bitch into a Walmart hoe.
Hey, yo. You already know, right?
The thing is, she's living in Walmart.
Everybody's about Walmart, yo. That's the spot, yo. Yo, what about you at Walmart? You ain't lying, dude. You ain't lying.
This gonna be a long night because my fucking switchboard keeps getting fucking stuck. Hold on, I gotta log out of this bitch again and then go back in. Ugh! She getting on my damn nerves. Now I resent that. Why everybody gotta always be in Walmart?
For the whole day in Walmart.
I resent that. I don't be in Walmart like that. I'm a bougie bitch. I be in Target. Then when I feel ghetto, I take my ass to Kmart. I need another number because I can't pull it out. Let me look at my Evo. Hold on. I got to cut it on. This is going to be quite interesting. I'm waiting for my phone to come up so I can pull out. Okay, hold on. 7167. Okay, now, let me get my Evo. And, wait for it to come on so I can pull out some numbers. This is going to be quite interesting. And what be killing me is motherfuckers that we call, they be like trying to be smart, call in, block their number, but it don't matter. If they block their number and listen in, all they going to do is hear me talk shit about their dumb ass. That's why the fuck we print you in the first place. That's mean, ain't it? I don't care. Hold on. Damn it. I swear, these touchscreen phones have no business in my life. Okay, let me see. Nay. Yes, Princess Nay. Okay, I got somebody for you to prank. I can't prank them. Because they know my voice, but then again, they might not answer the phone. Shit. If they call back and hear Chocolate City, then they're going to know it's my radio show because they do pay attention to that shit. Hold on. Let me see. Oh. Who got a disclaimer?
I don't have a disclaimer. My head hurts, though, so I don't want to do it.
Well, you don't got to because I'm looking for another number. Hold on.
I just sent you another number.
For guys?
I don't know, nigga, like that.
Yeah, because I can't prank call no female, not for no sexual fantasy, unless she a bi bitch. Then I can talk to her about her eating my pussy, not me eating her. Damn it. Hold on. See, I need to start writing down numbers before I get on the show. So that way, I don't have to go through this all the damn time. Bring it back. Let's see. Then I have, like, such a distinctive voice that it just makes it hard for me to prank people that I may know. Which sucks. Hold on, because I don't know how to work my contact book, because I got hella contacts. Okay. Okay, Brock Breezy of Baby. Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, so let's see here. We're going to do
It says DeAndre Coleman. I don't know who the hell that is, but he has found his way in my address book. So we're going to call him. Hold on one second.
Wow, you put that name, whole government name out there. That was so bad.
Like I get, hey, he ain't none of my family members, so his identity ain't got to be protected. When you in my phone book, you fair game to any motherfucking thing that may take place in my life.
I'm going to need you to take me out the dang phone, please, and thank you.
Sound like your head feels good right now.
Voicemail box of 804-943-3098.
Hi, DeAndre. What's up? Yo, I heard about you. I was calling because me and my girlfriends, we're having a party tonight, and we were wanting to know if you wanted to have a foursome. It's four girls and you. So I heard that you had a big dick, you had a nice tongue, and you had some deep pockets. But we don't want you to pay for no pussy. We just want you to bring some drinks over, bring about two boxes of Magnums, and plan on staying till tomorrow afternoon. We're having a fuck fest, and you're the only guy that's going to be there. So when you get this message, I need you to call me back to let me know if you can come. Okay, my name is Melissa, and I have three other females with me. We want to fuck, so make sure you hit me up. Bye. I swear, the damn switchboard be getting on my fucking nerves. Y'all ain't shit. I just want y'all to know that. Y'all bad. Y'all are a bad influence on me.
That's a lie. You influence your own fool self. Taboo.
I'm going to be like, I missed that call. The fuck? Like, how did that happen? Let me see. And then a lot of people on my contact list know about my fucking radio show. So me calling a motherfucker in New York is really not going to work. Let me see. Oh, I should call Precious Homeboy. What's his name? Deucey? Oh, he can film production. I want to be a star. I want to be a movie star. Should I or should I not?
Do it.
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to call Deucey. Hold on.
The number you dialed is not a working number. Please check the number and dial again.
El número que marcó no está en servicio.
He must have went through a recession.
I'll
okay, I'm going to do the number that you gave me. Hold on. He's in MIA, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what should I know about him?
Let's say he's a white boy. You met him at the gym or something.
At the gym? He like black girls?
He's white. He got paper, though. His family got paper, though. So they're like, yeah, I met you at the gym, or I met you in Williams Island or somewhere.
Okay, hold on one second. Hold on.
speak to Chad?
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Chad. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Cynthia. A friend of yours gave me your number because I'm going to be coming in for town out of town, and they felt like you might be a nice person for me to hang out with. Are you busy?
Who's the friend?
Somebody that works at a gym. A girlfriend of mine is like a friend of a friend. Because I'm flying into Miami, and they figured, like, you might be a good person for me to go out with and show me around so I won't be stuck in my hotel room for the whole weekend. Because I'm here to shoot a movie.
Which friend gave you the number?
Her name was Monica. She got it from one of her homeboys that knows you. She didn't go into all of that. She was like, oh, girl, call this guy. He might be able to hang out with you, because she couldn't. And she just didn't want me to be in my hotel room for the whole weekend.
I mean, I could probably chill one night, but I don't know about. No, it's all good. I don't know about the whole weekend, but I mean, where you?
Oh no,
what's your
the whole weekend. I'm gonna be arriving in Miami in probably 2 hours because I'm laying over right now. So I'll be staying at the Lily. Are you familiar with that in South Beach, on Collins?
No, I'm not. I'm not. And I didn't know. I had no idea about this. This is all like sudden. So I mean. Like, tonight's not the best night, but, I mean, I could probably try to get somebody to pick you up
tonight
and show you around
tonight. I don't want to do anything tonight at all. I don't want to do anything tonight. I just want to rest because, you know, with flying and everything like that, tomorrow will be good. A beach. We got all kinds of things that we could do.
All right, perfect. Just give me a call tomorrow and I'll let you know what I'm doing.
Okay, doesn't matter what time you plan on getting up and getting out. I'm going to get up, like, around 11 o'clock, and, you know, I'm going to go to the beach, and I'm going to tan. Is there a nude beach? Because I know in South Beach, I'm not really sure. I know you can be wild and crazy, but I need to have an even tan. I just need my skin to be, like, a nice golden bronze, and I want to know if you can rub the suntan lotion on me and everything like that. You don't have a problem with touching a naked woman, do you?
Not at all, but, if you can, do me a favor. Find out what dude gave your friend the number for me, and then definitely give me a call tomorrow.
Okay, so does it matter if you find out who it is? You're still going to come hang out and rub lotion all over my body, right?
I mean, it kind of does matter, and I mean, it does all depends because this is all sudden. I do have plans, that's why. I just wanted to make sure that if someone promised you a good time, I'm going to make sure they give you the good time.
Well, they said that you would give it to him because they just felt like you wouldn't be, like, a groupie or anything like that. Because, like I said, I am coming in to shoot a movie. I'm, like, a movie, an adult entertainment. And they felt like you would treat me like an average person.
I mean, I definitely would, but I feel bad. This is all sudden. I had no future notice of this.
They didn't either because it's like I applied for a casting call and I got it all of a sudden. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't really know anybody like that. And my girl Monica was like, well, I have a friend. And she was just like, I'll just call him and see if he got some friends because, you know, he speaks highly of you or whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, that's fine. I just want somebody that treats me normal. You know what I'm saying? Even though I have, like, a big ass and big titties, most guys just get stuck. Like, when they're talking to me, they look at my titties. And then when I'm walking away, they look at my ass. And then they're like, hey. So they said I wouldn't have to worry about that with you. Like, you don't care. You're like a mad, cool person, and we could just hang out, and you wouldn't care about my ass or my titties.
Nah, not at all. Give me a call tomorrow, and I'll meet you at the beach.
That'll be fine, and I'll have my suntan lotion, so be prepared to rub me all over. Got a lot of spots to hit.
All righty.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Nice meeting you also.
All right, bye, Chad. Look forward to tomorrow.
Bye.
Make sure you have condoms. Bye.
Wow.
Actually, I'm live on Ustream, and I'm recording it,
And actually, the radio show is live. You can archive. It's archived. So, yeah, you can hear all of the pranks that we do.
Oh.
So now it's going to be like, oh, wow. Damn, I got a porn star I'm going to the beach with. I'm going to wear a blush and all on her big ass and her big titties.
And the funny thing is I should call them like, yo, what's up, man?
Little do you know, I got little titties and I got a handful of ass for each hand, that is. Wow. This is quite interesting, really. I don't know what to say about y'all, like, for real. I'm sitting here watching my laptop being restored to this. Oh, shit, like all the iTunes and all that stuff is gone? Oh, okay. I'm good then. I thought my son may have lost his iTunes. Not that I gave a fuck because I don't download the music. It'll be all right. So, matter of fact, yes. I'm trying to think, what am I going to play? Because my switchboard be acting stupid. I do have time. Matter of fact, Mr. Pacemakers, since you've been riding the chocolate wave, in order for me not to talk shit about you on Twitter, Facebook, and anything else that I choose to, you have to do a prank call. So I'm going to give you a number of a female, and I'm going to tell you her name, and then you can take it from there. Let me see your smooth game. I'll make sure she look halfway decent. I'm going to pull from my icons on Facebook. Who the hell? I don't know who the hell that is. Oh, this girl right here, she's a rapper. Her name is Ducey Barber, okay? You there? Pacemaker.
So you need to check the chat room also because somebody sent in two numbers on the chat room.
Oh, Devin, he works at CarMax. Oh, shit, hold on. Matter of fact, hold on. Okay, 910. Hold on, 910-261. Okay, let me see what his name is. Devin, he works at CarMax. Okay, how come? Okay, there it is.
You have reached the voice number Devin. I appreciate you calling me. I'm trying to leave a message. Or if you're not, just give me a call back at a better time. Take care.
That's weird.
Devin, speak.
Hello, Devin?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, can you hear me? Because your phone is sounding, like, really, really low.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, what's good? This is Vanessa. I know you're like, who the hell is this? But I was told that you work at CarMax, and I'm going to be coming to look for a car, and I was figuring, like, maybe we could go ahead and touch bases before I came in there, because maybe you could help me out, because I'm sort of, like, shy, and when I go to do things and go out in the public, people tend to recognize me, and then they treat me differently. And I want to know, you know, we can go ahead and, like, get to know each other so when I come and do some business with you, you won't be like, oh, my God, lose your mind and be wanting an autograph and, like,
forget to sell me a car and try to sell me a one night stand.
Okay. And as far as who referred you to me?
Oh shit. Some chick named Stephanie, I think. She had brought a car from CarMax before, and I think she talked to some guy that works there, and she was just like, she heard that you were, like, a good person and that you really, about your business, you know cars, and you wouldn't get sidetracked that I'm an adult entertainer, that, you know, I'm ready to, like, buy a car. It's going to be cash and stuff like that. I just want to come in because I have to shoot a scene. I don't know how long it's going to take to get all the paperwork and everything done. So I figured if we touch base before I came in there, you know, we could have some fun, go out. Maybe we could do a test drive and, you know, we could, like, I could practice for my scene. You have any objections to that? I know you're like, what the fuck? I'm a very straightforward person, so I'm like, while I'm test driving the car, maybe I could test drive you a little bit so that way I can get in practice for the scene because I'm coming to do a head scene because my head game is a felony.
What type of car are you looking for?
Something with a stick shift.
Okay.
Like if I could get a Mustang, that would be nice because it's fast. I can drive it hard. I can drive it long.
Okay.
And then maybe we can switch places. Maybe you could drive, and I could shift the stick, and then I could suck your dick. Because
okay.
I need this scene to be so perfect. And I'm even willing to let you bust in my mouth and I swallow because when I get to this scene, because the scene is paying me $5,000. Don't worry, that doesn't have anything to do with the money that I'm going to bring to the car lot with me. But I need to make sure that my head game is really good. So if I do it on a stranger, you're going to tell me if it's a felony.
Where are you located at?
For me, I'm in Durham right now. But I'm originally from Cali. But I came to visit my grandma in Durham, and then they was like, you know, Durham really don't have, like, good deals like that. You always got to go out of the area to get what you're looking for. So
and,
I figured,
and
when
was you coming in?
Oh, I'm going to be there tomorrow.
What time was you coming in tomorrow?
It depends on what time I get up. I can wake up about, like, 8, 9 o'clock, and what is it, like, 2-hour drive from Durham or something like that?
Yeah. And you said, who referred you again?
Her name is Stephanie. She brought a car from somebody else.
What, you know,
so
what's the person that she
like
bought
a
car from?
She didn't tell me all that. She just told me that you would be a good person to call.
What kind of car did she buy?
She bought a Maxima.
What year?
Shit, I want to say maybe a 2007. I'm not good with the years. Because I used to be up on that. Depends on what kind of car it is. I can tell you when the body styles change. But why are we talking cars? I'm, like, trying to talk about you. And when I get there tomorrow and if you can help me rehearse for a scene, not only are you going to get the sell, you get commissary, you get commission, then you get popped off. You got to think about it. I mean, I understand. It's not every day that a porn star calls you.
Tomorrow, you're on your way to come up, dear.
Okay, so you want me to meet you, see you when I get to the dealership, or do you want to meet me before I get to the dealership?
Nah, just give me a heads up when you're on your way, so I won't have nobody
tied up. I'll give you some heads, give you the heads up. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. So I will call you tomorrow when I'm getting there, so we can go ahead and take care of business, and I have all my documentation because I am paying cash for the car, and I want a Mustang. I want the new body style. What's my
last
name?
Yeah.
Swallows.
All right.
Vanessa Swallows.
Yeah. Just give me a call and ring your way up there tomorrow.
I sure will. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, all right.
Bye. Hello? Hello?
Why you spell that fool your last name is Swallow? Please explain that to me.
Swallows.
Huh?
Swallows.
I know. That's what I said.
It was perfect for the moment. It was perfect.
Holy crap. Wow, I got 112 requests. This is crazy. But you know what? I'm not staying on here all fucking night because I have conference calls, business calls, pleasure calls, and whatnot. I got to check on my computer. I got to drive home and whatnot. So I can't really be fucking with y'all like that all night. And plus, we have to do our show tomorrow. You know what? I think, you know, I might have come join us tomorrow. Breezy.
Who is that?
From Female Takeover.
What?
From Female Takeover. I told her I might. I don't know. We, you know what would be nice? It's for us to have
what?
A guy DJ.
Mr. GA is scared.
I don't know where the hell Mr. GA is. His raggedy boots and fell off. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, that is the boots that he was calling from. I thought it was the Sprint, the BlackBerry. But you're right. He ain't scared. He just got raggedy-ass phone service. But, I mean, what do you expect from a New Yorker? They cheap as hell. He probably rinses out his condoms and uses them again.
That's so ugly. I have sugar.
I mean, you know, what do you expect? New York people are cheap as fuck. You know what I mean? So, I can't really say much or nothing other than, you know, we're going to leave my little booski alone. We're going to let him live. We're really going to let him live. So, we are going to be here tomorrow from 2 to 4, same chalk time, for Saturdays, same chalk channel, everything like that. We're going to be on Tiny Chat. I'm only going to use stream on Tuesdays and Fridays. I think this Tuesday we got Raven Justice, and if I'm not mistaken, I think Cherokee the Ass and Beauty Dior and the other chick on the Snickered and the Thicker tour is supposed to be on there, so that'll be cool right there. Then on next Friday, 40 Cal. I mean, 40 Glock, wow. I don't know why she's calling him 40 Cal, like he 40 calories or some shit like that, or 40 Cal from California, play it like that. But, yeah, we got 40 Glock. I can't wait to talk to him about this damn fight and why he's so fucking crazy and why he's sexy and with them lips, what kind of damage can he do? Oh, Lord. Yeah, tonight, I'm not sure what time you're going to bed, but, yeah, we're going to play tonight. We're going to play with Blue Da Vinci. We're going to play with 40 Glock. We're going to play with No Money. We're going to dog the fuck out of Mr. G.A. because he got bad reception, so his raggedy-ass BlackBerry ain't going to be able to hold up with us on the computer.
Then
I think we're going to throw a few other we're going to fuck with Raven Justice because he has no idea about the porn stars coming on Tuesday. So he thinks he's just going to come on and woo the ladies with his little voice and everything like that. He might need to call Big Cat, since Big Cat likes to talk about his big dick. So yeah, he might need to call Big Cat Records to help him with that one and confine him and see if he's ready now. Because, shit, we ain't made it to Atlanta, and, you know, them motherfuckers be kind of quiet on Twitter. So, you know, Twitter will get you fucked up. So we're going to call out a lot of people tonight. So I should be home within the hour so I can get up and get everything started and everything like that. So when I get home, I'm going to call you. Everybody make sure y'all listen to us tomorrow, 2 to 4. And then I'm going to get some good music, get some, like, hot shit tonight, tomorrow. And then we're going to let it do what it do.
All right.
So this is Shock Mommy signing off. You guys have a good night. Deuces.
Good night.
Yo, damn, good. And then my daughter called.